It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
We're now moving on to our next segment. It's 11 minutes after 2, the third and final hour of Live with me, Nayelu Pondwana. We're talking now to the issue of balancing the scales with Pastor Daorai Mugodzwa, who is going to be giving us our focus on balancing the scales. Is salvation a matter of faith alone, or is there a necessary balance between faith and works? Well, this question has sparked theological debates for generations, as we all know, but today we're exploring again how faith and works intersect and complement each other in the life of a believer. Pastor Daorai Mugodzwa, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining you in the studio.
Thank you very much. Let's get into it, Pastor. How can we reconcile the teachings of Paul and James, who seem to emphasize different aspects of salvation?
Thank you so much. The teachings of Paul and James can be reconciled by understanding the different context and emphasis of their writings. Paul focused on justification by faith alone, that is Romans chapter 3, verse 28, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, emphasizing the initial act of salvation through faith in Christ. Whereas James emphasized the importance of works as evidence of genuine faith, that is James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26. Highlighting the ongoing demonstration of faith through actions. Complementary perspectives. Paul and James offer complementary perspectives on salvation, like two sides of the same coin. Paul focuses on the root, that is faith, while James focuses on the fruit, that is works. Different audiences. Paul wrote to predominantly Gentile audiences, addressing the issue of faith versus works of the law. James wrote to Jewish believers, emphasizing the importance of living out their faith. In fact, no contradiction. There is no direct contradiction between Paul and James. Paul acknowledges the importance of works, for example, Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. And James affirms the role of faith, that is James chapter 2, verse 23. So a balanced understanding would be, we should strive for a balanced understanding of salvation, recognizing both the initial act of faith and the ongoing demonstration of faith through works. By considering the context and emphasis of Paul and James, we can reconcile their teachings and gain a more comprehensive understanding of salvation.
Okay, so do tell us, what exactly is the role of the Holy Spirit and grace? What do they play in helping us balance faith and works?
The Holy Spirit and grace play a crucial role in helping us balance faith and works. That is Holy Spirit's guidance. The Holy Spirit guides us in understanding the balance between faith and works. This is John chapter 16, verse 13. Empowerment of obedience. The Holy Spirit empowers us to obey God's commands and produce good works. That is Philippians chapter 2 and the verses 18. Fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces fruit in our lives, such as love, joy, and kindness, which are evident in our works. That is Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Grace enables works. Grace enables us to do good works, which are a natural response to our faith. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Grace motivates faith. Grace motivates us to exercise faith, which in turn produces works. That is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The Holy Spirit convicts and leads. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin and leads us to repentance, helping us to balance faith and works. That is John chapter 16, verse 8. Grace teaches us to deny ungodliness. Grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and live righteously, balancing faith and works. That is Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. Hence, by relying on the Holy Spirit and grace, we can understand the balance between faith and works, be empowered to obey God's commands, produce God's works that demonstrate our faith, and grow in our relationship with God.
How do faith and works work together in transforming our lives and reflecting Christ to others?
Can you come again?
Faith and works. How do they work together in transforming our lives and reflecting Christ to others?
Okay. Faith and works are interconnected and interdependent in transforming our lives and reflecting Christ to others. So faith sparks transformation. Faith in Christ initiates the transformation process, renewing our minds and hearts. Then works demonstrate faith. Good works demonstrate the authenticity of our faith, showing that it's not just intellectual assent. Faith fuels works. Faith motivates and empowers us to do good works, which are a natural response to our relationship with Christ. Works evidence transformation. Good works evidence the transformation taking place in our lives as we become more like Christ. Transformed lives reflect Christ. As our lives are transformed, we reflect Christ's character, values, and love to others. Faith and works together glorify God. The combination of faith and works brings glory to God, demonstrating His power and grace in our lives. Obedience and trust. Works demonstrate our obedience to God's commands, while faith shows our trust in His promises and character. Growing faith, growing works. As our faith grows, our works will also grow, and vice versa. So balance and harmony. Faith and works should be in a balance and harmony, like two wings of a bird, enabling us to fly and reflect Christ effectively. I thank you.
So, just describe the how part, because it seems as though it's more mechanical than actual.
Okay. The how part, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we are using faith. But the same Jesus commanded us to obey all the things that He has commanded.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get to, Pastor. The devil and demons believe in Jesus Christ. They know Jesus Christ. Quite frankly, they submit to Jesus Christ. What's the difference between the devil and us?
The difference between the devil and us? Okay. So we are coming to the issue of avoiding the issue of extremism and legalism, right?
No. I'm trying to get to the issue that you're saying belief is the essence of it. And I'm suggesting to you that the devil believes in Jesus Christ. Yes. And I'm suggesting to you that there needs to be a distinction between us and the devil. And I'm asking, what is that distinction? Because the devil believes in Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean that the devil has faith, does it?
Yes. The devil is not a believer in essential faith. Like, we are coming back to the intellectual.
It does, because that's what the devil says when Jesus comes to this demoniac. They say, we know you are the Son of God. Please, take us out into those pigs. These demons have faith. They pray to Jesus. They ask Jesus for things, and Jesus grants those things. And I'm asking, if faith is just that, then what's the distinction between us and those demons?
The distinction would be that the devil acknowledges that Jesus Christ is there and He died on the cross. But the issue of surrendering, like obedience, is the distinction part. We believe in Jesus Christ, then we surrender our lives to Him.
Those demons surrendered him for this. Those demons, where Jesus took them into the pigs, they surrendered themselves. They submitted themselves to the will of Jesus. They said, please take us out into those pigs. And Jesus said, go ahead, go to those pigs. They submitted. quite frankly, if we're to do a toe-to-toe comparison between those demons and people today, people don't even submit to the will of Jesus. Those demons submitted, and I'm asking, what exactly is that? Is that faith?
It's just an issue of acknowledging that this one is my boss, or this one is superior to me, but in actual fact, you are not following their commandments. Theirs was a request to be spared for destruction, but not a way of saying they are there to follow Jesus Christ after they have recognized that this one is Jesus Christ, but they requested not to be destroyed.
Final question then, Funis, I'll let you go. How can we remain motivated to do good works without falling into the trap of self-righteousness?
Okay, to remain motivated to do good works without falling into self-righteousness, we should focus on Christ's righteousness. Remember that our righteousness comes from Christ, not our works. Okay, motivate from gratitude. Be motivated by gratitude for God's grace and love rather than a desire of self-justification. Serve with humility. Recognize that our works are a response to God's grace, and serve with humility. Keep the gospel central. Keep the gospel of salvation by grace through faith at the center of your motivation. Avoid comparing yourself to others. Focus on your own relationship with God rather than comparing yourself to others. Emphasize obedience over achievement. Focus on obeying God's commands rather than achieving recognition or reward. The other thing is, remember that works are not meritorious. That is recognizing that our works do not earn us merit or favor with God. Find joy in serving. Discover joy in serving others rather than seeking self-satisfaction. Then the last one is pray for a humble heart. Regularly pray for a humble heart, recognizing your dependence on God's grace.
All right. I hear you. Got it. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Mfunis. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's talk tomorrow once again as we tackle one more issue about this balance between faith and works. Have a wonderful day, Mfunis. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.